It's Monday, September 15, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. SWAPO President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa has sparked backlash by claiming that service delivery may be delayed if the party does not secure a majority in the regional and local authority elections. She warned that council development projects could be affected where SWAPO is not dominant. Meanwhile, IPC Member of Parliament John Lowe underscored the need for parliamentary reforms to streamline processes and hold the executive accountable.
So we'll continue to push to extend sessions to get a room for us to be able to get the parliament decluttered and moving so that we can get answers to the very critical questions that we are currently asking and that we can start working on the motions that we are putting forward, because we are proposing a lot of solutions. We are proposing a lot of different ways of looking at things. But if we don't declutter parliament and the rules are not followed strictly, then we won't be able to motivate our motions and we won't be able to get these motions to the specific committees.
Social justice activist Sean Garisep has called on Karutura residents to verify ownership of older homes at the deeds office on Robert Mugabe Avenue. He cautioned that past lease agreements and housing allocation schemes have sometimes resulted in properties being registered in the wrong names, leaving original owners and their families uncertain about their rights. The activist raised these concerns about the Shack Dwellers Federation.
The people are being subjected to a debt trap under the Build Together and Shack Dwellers Federation. Shack Dwellers Federation was supposed to be a project that was supposed to start and finish, not a business enterprise that creates a loan like a bank and traps the people into this loan. Shack Dwellers Federation gets 10 million from the line ministry every year, but this Shack Dwellers Federation is not conducive under the environment. These people were supposed to pay these houses and get done with them. People are not in position of title deeds. They are disadvantaged from having title deeds that can help them with other kinds of loans as collateral and so forth.
The Electoral Commission's Davet Suluka announced on Friday, the 12th of September, the launch of the provisional voter registration ahead of the regional and local authority council elections. He emphasized that the register allows citizens to verify their names are correctly included before the polls.
The inspection of the voters' register opens from 8 o'clock in the morning and closes at 1700 hours in the evening, including weekends. The Commission wished to urge the public to take this opportunity to ensure that they inspect the voters' register.
To South Africa, the DA has revealed that 57 police officers who were initially dismissed through formal disciplinary hearings for crimes including rape, murder, fraud and corruption were reinstated by provincial or divisional commissioners between 2015 and 25. The DA's Nicholas Gotzel says most of the dismissal sanctions were replaced with mere short suspensions or a written warning. He says the DA is calling for the urgent tabling of the SAPS amendment bill in Parliament.
In the Western Cape, Lieutenant General Patakile overturned 17 dismissals, including a cop who sold police dockets. SAPS protects criminals in uniform. That's why we need the SAPS Amendment Bill and devolution of policing powers so that capable governments can clean up this mess.
On the international front, Britain will not let its flag be used to promote violence or fear, Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer said, underscoring that it represents the country's diversity. As per BBC, he pledged to protect citizens from intimidation based on their background or skin colour. The remarks follow a Unite the Kingdom march in central London by far-right activist Tommy Robinson, which drew over 150,000 participants alongside a 5,000-strong counter-protest organised by Stand Up to Racism. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.